USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting today with Mexico's foreign minister to try to reach an agreement over immigration and tariffs. President Trump threatening to implement tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't do something to stop the flow of migrants traveling through that country to the U.S. border. Last night, U.S. Senator Republican Lindsey Graham said,
if tariffs is what it takes to get Mexico to do better on their side of the border, I'm all for tariffs. Trump's not the problem. Mexico's the problem.
He spoke on Fox News. President Trump joining British Prime Minister Theresa May, Queen Elizabeth, and leaders of over a dozen other nations to commemorate D-Day in Portsmouth, England. The president reading the same prayer President Roosevelt read during a radio message just ahead of D-Day in 1944. This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ember 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Private sector job creation really slowing in May. The ADP private payrolls jobs report showing only around 27,000 new private sector jobs were created last month, the lowest in that report since the economy started expanding after the jobs market hit bottom in March of 2010, when 113,000 jobs were lost. The federal government's private sector and public sector combined jobs report for May will be out on Friday. Now, two medical testing companies are reporting that personal information of millions of their patients has been compromised. One day after Quest Diagnostics announced a data breach affecting 12 million patients, LabCorp said yesterday data of 7.7 million of its patients could have been exposed because of a breach at a third-party collections firm. Beverly Hills City Council has approved a measure making that city the first in the nation to ban most all tobacco sales. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida officials charging the former sheriff's deputy who was hired to protect people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, for not doing his job. Scott Peterson facing multiple counts of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury for his inaction during that school shooting that cost 17 people their lives. Peterson was the school resource officer who retreated during the shooting rather than going in to confront the shooter. A 15-month investigation also claims he prevented other officers from going inside the building themselves. House Democrats are passing an immigration bill that grants a path to citizenship for some illegal immigrants. It also has a solution for Dreamers, people who were children when they illegally came to the United States. Seven Republicans joining with all the Democrats and voting for it, but it's not expected to even get a vote in the GOP-controlled Senate. Maine lawmakers are sending a bill that would legalize doctor-assisted suicides to Governor Janet Mills. The bill allows doctors to prescribe life-ending medication to terminally ill patients, the state Senate approving it on a 19-16 vote. It passed in the House yesterday by one vote. Governor Mills has not released an opinion on the bill yet. And the Mega Millions jackpot is growing. No winner in Tuesday night's drawing, so the expected jackpot on Friday is about $530 million. And find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.